back in Geronimo. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson with you from high above Irwin Lee Field here on the campus of Navarro High School as we await the second half kickoff. And, Jared, we say it every Friday night. It's certainly true now that Texans are trailing this ball game by a couple of touchdowns, 21-7. The first drive of the third quarter is oh so important. Texans will get the football. What do we look for on offense out of the Texans? They didn't really do much in the first half offensively.
No, there wasn't one thing that really was ultra successful for them. I mean, there was, obviously they had the one scoring drive after the loss of downs from Navarro at about the 38-yard line. Texans drove it in. They had a good pass to Stover kind of down there, but it was more of a scramble play for JoJo rolling out to his right on that play to find Stover down to the 3-yard line. Obviously, Moss Carruthers piled it in from there, but, you know, they got to get something momentum-wise going for them, whether that's the running game, whether that's short passes, whether they take a couple shots deep. If I could answer that question for everybody out there, I'd probably be wearing a red shirt and down on the sidelines right now. But, you know, they've got to get something moving. They got to get something going. They got to get momentum back in their favor. You and I have said it 15, 20 times. First drive out of the half, you're getting the ball. You got to do something with it right here. You got to be able to get that momentum back to you and create that urgency as well.
And Texans knew that Navarro was one of the best teams in the state coming in. So no surprise in the first half. Navarro scores on their opening drive of the night to take a 7-0 lead, then goes ahead 14-0. And as you mentioned, Wimberley is able to stop Navarro on that fake fourth down and get a touchdown themselves. But part of me thinks if Navarro goes ahead and holds on to win tonight, we're going to think about those last couple of minutes of the first half as kind of the turning point, because Wimberley really had the momentum. They were only trailing 14-7, and then Navarro, with very little time left on the clock, managed to drive down there and get that touchdown. And, boy, sometimes that just takes the life out of you after you've worked so hard to get back in the game.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it was a situation where, you know, a couple penalties, and I kind of voiced my displeasure, we'll call it, on the pass interference that they got Crowder for. But, clearly an uncatchable ball. I wish we were filming it and could show it to you guys. But, you got to take the good with the bad, unfortunately, and you got to come out of this halftime and realize that, hey, it's a new game. We're down two touchdowns to a very, very good team. Defense has got to step up, make some plays, make some stops, and offense has got to get the ball moving. So, obviously, that's a lot of things to ask of any one team against a talented Navarro Panthers team, but we've seen the Texans really have a lot of success in the second half this year, so we hope and see what they come out with, maybe a little bit different game plan.
And again, our game tonight brought to you by Communicare Health Center of Wimberley, by Seton Medical Center Hayes, AMM Collision Center in Dripping Springs, Wimberley Ace Hardware, Blanco National Bank of Wimberley, Hayes City Store, Cypress Creek Cafe, A Studio Z Graphics, and Dripping Springs Charles Schwab agent Brian Carpenter. And, of course, scores and highlights by Eric Willis and Natural Development. Certainly the Wimberley fans are still into the game here tonight as they get on their feet and clap their Texans back onto the field. The Texans and the Panthers on the far sideline are ready to get it on for this second half as Logan Guzman tees things up. Texans will be moving left to right in your mind's eye if you're listening to us, and we are certainly thrilled that you're listening to us on the Sun Radio Sports Network, KOWO 104.1 FM, the Sun Radio app, WimberleyRadio.org, all across the country. Got a note at halftime I read. Someone's listening to us from New Hampshire again. Hi, Kelly. I'm sure that they're listening with interest. Mr. Snow's folks in Australia. Had listeners in Alabama, Louisiana. Listening to the Texans all over the globe. And here's Guzman now. And we are underway in the second half. And it is going to go into the end zone and bounce through the back of the end zone. Did you see how they set that up? They put Crowder on that side, that far sideline, anticipating the kickoff in that direction.
Well, and I talked about it earlier. They kicked several balls to Cody Charrington sitting over there on that on the right side, and kind of a little game play there. They obviously switched Crowder over there, wanting to get him the ball, and kind of let him pick him up and put him down, I guess.
So first and 10 on the 25-yard line. Texans will come out offensively. Jake Cockerham will be the running back in the backfield. JoJo Weeks now, the quarterback. He's going to go under center. So this will be the first look at the Texans under center here tonight. Cockerham behind him. He's going to turn and give it to the fullback, though. I think that's Carruthers possibly on the carry. Couldn't really get the number. No gain, though. Be second down and 10.
I don't believe I've ever seen that formation from him before. Kind of really two up backs, almost like the Navarro Panthers, really about only at 2 yards behind him and just kind of a quick and immediate handoff. You're right, it was Moss Carruthers.
Two tight ends, it looked like, it as well. So,
and they'll stick with it.
They're going to go with that look again. Two tight ends. Strange formation with a couple of running backs right next to Weeks. It's Cockerham, the deep back, who's going to get it. But he only gains a couple of yards, and just like that, Texans face third and 8.
Yeah, a little different, just a little different look. Maybe a little bit of a spin on something for Coach Warren, for the offensive coordinator, too. So that's a, got to shake it up a little bit.
Doug Warren trying to do something offensively here in this second half. Get things going against a talented Navarro team. Third down and 8. Let's see if the Texans can pick up this third down. Again from under center is Weeks. Sends Carruthers in motion to the right side. He's going to roll right. Looking, flips it back to Mitchell, and it's in and out of his hands and incomplete. And the Texans will be forced to punt.
Yeah, good throw by JoJo right there, and Matt knows that's one probably he wish he had back. Good throw, hit him right in the numbers and just dropped it. So
would have had the first down too, Jared.
Yeah, definitely, by about 3 or 4 yards. They got to keep those chains moving. Obviously, first drive, we talked about it several times. First drive of the first coming out of the half. That's an important one.
Here's Wyatt Mann now standing at his own 12-yard line to punt the ball. Gets the snap and gets the punt away. It is going to bounce at about the Navarro 45-yard line. Tanner Law is going to let it bounce. Takes a big-time Wimberley roll all the way down to the 28-yard line, and that's where the Navarro offense will take over.
Yeah, good punt right there by Wyatt Mann. We've seen him have several good punts tonight. I mean, that's impressive to be able to flip the field.
And the deep snapper's been doing a good job all year for Wimberley at the risk of jinxing the poor kid. Yeah. As soon as I say that, he's going to snap one over the stinking punter's head, and I'm going to get blamed for it.
Always better to snap it low than high.
That's right. Low is better than high. Turn and the give up the middle. It's Leal right up the middle. And actually, that's going to be right. He's able to pick up a quick 8. Nope, give him 9 yards. Second down and 1. It's like it's just automatic, Jared, with this offense. Goodness, they're efficient, to say the very least.
They get in there, and they really hunker down about 3 yards into the backfield or into the secondary, 3 or 4 yards into it, and then he makes his cut. So, I mean, you're guaranteed 3 or 4 yards pretty much every run right now.
Second down and long 1 for the Panthers. They're going to give it up the middle. Why not? It's Leal. He's got the 45-50. Breaks a tackle, 45-40. 35 and out of bounds at the Wimberley 32-yard line is Leal. Panthers on the move here early.
That's a big time run by a young man who's got a lot of work tonight. He's fresh coming out of that half. That's a solid run right there. He ran over several Wimberley Texans.
They're going to spot him out at the 35-yard line. But another first and 10 for the Panthers. Give it up the middle. It's right, looking for running room. He's able to stretch forward. He's got about 3 down to the 32-yard line. It'll be second down and 7.
I noticed these Navarro Panthers, they run, leaning forward. I mean, they're tight. They're balled up, and, they're not standing up. They got the ball right in their chest, and they're kind of like a bowling ball running through there. They take 2 or 3 to get them down every single time.
Yeah, they keep their legs moving, And that offensive line, you just can't say enough about the job that they've done here tonight.
Yeah, they're getting a definite push into the defensive line.
Evel, the quarterback, will give it to Leal. He's got the 30 and gets it down to about the 29-yard line. That's a pickup of about 4 yards, and it'll be third down and 5.
Yeah, big play right here for the Texans, third and five. Again, you know that it's going to be two-play territory right here, you know, third and fourth down both. But, you know, Texans really almost at this point, too, kind of, you know, they need to spark something, get a turnover as well. I mean, this is something to just to change the overall momentum of the game.
Well, they may have gotten a little something. It looks like they've thrown a flag on the Panther offense, so they're going to step off some yardage.
A lot of yardage.
Yeah, it's going to be an illegal block of some sort, I believe, and they're going to mark it off way back to the Wimberley 45-yard line where it'll be second down and forever for this Panthers offense.
I think that's the second penalty on the Panthers tonight.
You're keeping count, too, Jared.
That's pretty impressive.
You're being a pretty good critic of these officials here tonight. You're doing a great job. Pitch left, it's right, and he runs into the arms of Ben Garza. No moss after a gain of two. It'll be third down, and they got to get to Seguin for a first down.
I like that. That's a good one.
Just about.
Good tackle. Ben held him up. Two other Texans came in and really wrapped him up, took him down. But, hey, this is a big down. You know, obviously, this is a situation where you get them to punt right here, third and
18.
I can't even count that high.
Yeah, third and 18. They got to get to the 25-yard line for a first down. I think they've thrown two, maybe three passes all night. But Evel is going to be in the shotgun formation with three wide receivers on his far side to his right. Back to throw. Pump fake. He's going to go long over the middle. He's got a man wide open, and he missed him. He overshot him in the secondary. Incomplete.
Yeah, big break for the Texans right there. He's got three or four steps on the defender. So big break right there. They're going to have to punt now.
I think that was Law. You talk about a pump fake that was – somebody bit on that pump fake pretty bad in that secondary.
Well, they haven't had a whole lot of opportunity to read the quarterback just yet, that's for sure.
No. Ty Shelton deep to punt now for the Panthers. I believe this is only their second punt of the night. Crowder is deep to receive. Good punt inside the 10, and Crowder did a good job. He called for the fair catch. And then lets it bound into the end zone. So the Texans will take over. Good job by the Texans defense.
Yep, that's a big stop right there. That's exactly what you need. Obviously, he came out, had a three and out going into it, had a chance for the first down, drop pass. And you just, you know, defense really makes a stand after a couple big runs. We saw the one, obviously, large run. But they did a good job of getting the offense back on the field.
7:42 left to play in this third period. Navarro leading it 21-7. Guy Kipperas in the game now for the Texans offense. Again, JoJo Weeks will go under center. Kipperas 7 yards deep behind him. And Guy is going to get the ball, trying to go off left tackle, breaks a tackle. And he's going to be stopped after a loss of two in that backfield. Navarro doing a great job on defense tonight here as well. And now the Panthers are saying they have a fumble. But the official is not buying it. It'll be second down and 12.
We're going to have quad receivers on the left. I look for probably a quick pass here. Yep.
Yep, they're going to flip it out left side. It's Mitchell, and he's going to be stopped near the line of scrimmage. And, Jared, gosh, it seems like Wimberley's trying everything they can. They're throwing everything at them, and Navarro just seems ready for everything tonight.
I thought I saw a flag, but I...
Yes.
Did I see it?
Yes, and it's going to be declined. It looks like...
I don't know what it was.
I thought it was a false start. I thought those were prior to the snap, though. But at any rate, it was declined.
A lot of times you'll see them, especially when they stack like that out on the outside. It'll be illegal formation.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
Cover up a tight end or something on accident. So very well could have been something like that.
Third down and 12 now. Moss Carruthers in the backfield now deep. Behind JoJo Weeks, and the Texans are going to take a timeout. We'll take it with them. 21-7 our score. Navarro over Wimberley. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Texan football broadcast comes from Christy and Thad Dagenhart, owners of Wimberley Ace Hardware, featuring Wimberley Texan Spirit merchandise, new home decor, and lifestyle division, and supplies for do-it-yourself projects. Tip of the month and general information online at WimberleyAce.com.
Third down and 12. Texans have it at their own 17-yard line. Weeks back to throw. Pressure. He throws it away, and it's incomplete, and they're going to throw a flag for intentional grounding. As JoJo was trying to avoid the sack, definitely, but I thought he had a receiver in the somewhat vicinity, but he wasn't out of the pocket, I suppose. At any rate, it's going to be intentional grounding, and Wyatt Mann's going to have to punt from his own end zone. Boy, Texans just getting nothing out of their offense here tonight.
Yeah, it's just a tough, really, I was talking about it in the break right there. Kind of just been a sloppy part of the, sloppiest part of the game, really, by both teams, obviously. But they pinned them way back right here.
Mann with the punt. It's short, but it's going to take a bounce at the 40. Takes another good Wimberley bounce, and it'll roll down dead at the 48-yard line of Wimberley. So the Panthers will have good field position to start their second drive of the second half. Mann ended up getting off about a 40-yard punt after it bounced. His body language, I don't think he hit it really well, but it hit that artificial surface and took a good bounce for him.
Yeah, no, he wasn't happy with the punt, but he did get the roll, so that was a bonus.
Turn and the give up the middle to right, and he's got a quick 3, possibly 4 yards down to the 44-yard line. Second down and 6. 6.5 minutes left to play in the third period. Neither team has scored in the second half. 21-7, Navarro with the lead.
Yeah, Wimberley drew an excellent crowd last night. They, I'm looking down here at the stands. I mean, it's full. Navarro's full. Obviously a big game, only 30, 45 minutes away. So excellent showing right here by the Wimberley Texans tonight. You guys can hear it, obviously.
Boy, and perfect weather, too. Second down and 6. The turn and the give to the right side. To the 40 and stretching forward near another first down is Hunter Stevens. I think he's going to be about a yard short. He got it inside the 40. Now they're going to put it at the 38-yard line. It's awfully close to a first down, but it's going to be third. And about 1.
Yeah, we got a lot of people in the crowd here tonight. We've got actually from Wimberley now, married to Chad Gold, is the 2001 alum, the old mascot, and homecoming Duchess of Navarro, Jamie Gold.
How about that? Here's the quarterback sneak by Evel. He's got the first down, and then he's able to push it forward even more to the 35-yard line.
You think she would think she'd let us use the mascot uniform, Bud?
I would love to put on. Where is it at?
I don't know. I saw a Panther strolling around over there earlier. So
how about that?
We've been talking about mascots all year. I mean,
I'd love that.
This is an opportunity for us.
I think it might be an improvement if we put a mascot head on you, Jerry.
It definitely.
I mean, you're a good-looking man and all, but
when I was back in my younger days, I used to dress up as
State
Farm Good Neighbor.
A bear.
Yes.
Here's the give to Lee Owl up the middle as I try to recover from that story. 2 yards, second down and 8. So you dressed up like a bear.
I did. It was in Dripping Springs, and we used to go to the Founders Day Parade, and I would dance around as the bear. Of course, nobody had any clue it was me, probably until this point right now. So
was alcohol involved in any of this?
None, but I tell you, I was an excellent animated bear. It got a little
warm.
You're quite
the animated bear.
It got a little warm in that thing sometimes, but we had fun.
You're smelling pretty good after that parade, I bet. Ooh. Here's the give off tackle. It's Leal. Breaks the tackle to the 30, spins forward, and down to the 27-yard line is... Actually, that's Hunter Stevens again on the carry. Geez, it's like they've got a half dozen running backs, and they all look completely fresh when they come into the game. Third down and 2.
Well, when I when you were doing the pregame and said, you know, it's 400, 500 this, I'm thinking, okay, they don't have one rusher that's just unbelievable, but they got a lot of guys that have got 2,500 yards total.
Oh, yeah. You got 3 backs with 500 yards. That's pretty good. Here's the give to Leal, and they contact him in the backfield, Jared, but he stays on his feet and fights forward. I think he's got enough for another first down, yeah. Good grief, they had him caught in the backfield.
Yeah, that was a big opportunity right there for the Texans. Obviously, they're going to go for it on fourth down regardless. But a good job by Leal right there, just keeping his feet moving. And you know, I'm wondering if they've got a bucket of Vaseline over there. And they're
just can't rubbing, wiping it on their
rubbing
uniform.
Rubbing these guys with their uniforms because they're just slipping through.
I was watching a Texan assistant coach was kind of looking at that linesman and pointing at the ground like, are you sure we don't want to measure this and look at this a little closer? First down and 10, give up the middle, it's right. And he is able to get 3 yards down to the 21-yard line.
Measuring takes too much time. I've decided that that's the idea.
Second down and 7. 3 minutes left to play in the third period. I tell you, when Navarro plays football games, good grief, they get them over with quick because they don't throw the ball. Constantly running the ball. And the clock just keeps rolling. To the detriment of the Texans at this point. Second down and 7. Evel fakes the handoff. He's going to run it around right in. And he is thrown out of bounds on that far sideline. Navarro fans thought it might have been a tad rough, but nothing untoward at all. It was just a rough tackle.
Yeah, I think he's going to tell him that he was already in the motion of tackling him.
That's
and,
right.
Went out of bounds. It may have been a little yard or two out of bounds for the extra throw right there. I'm surprised we didn't see the yellow flag, the laundry come out. But I obviously in my current state of judgment,
right.
I will
that's right. call refrain
it,
from.
I will say good call.
That's right. Third down and 3 now. Let's see if the Texans can hold them here. They're going to give it to right up the middle. 15, 10, 5, touchdown. It's Jake Wright with his 4th touchdown of the night. Touchdown for Navarro, 17 yards, 27-7. Goodness. Wright's had a pretty good night, Jared.
He seems to be the guy who is punching it in the end zone.
He is their touchdown man, obviously, and he broke the first line of defense there, Jared, and I don't think he was touched after that. As Farrell comes on to add the extra point, he kicks it up and through, and with 2:29 left to play in our third period, our score, Navarro 28, Wimberley 7. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. 4 locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888. Manager John Caldwell and his entire team wish the Tigers a great season.
And by Blanco National Bank, offering banking services including CDs, mortgage, and personal loans. Located at 15451 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Online at blancobank.com. Blanco National Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender.
Well, Navarro's going to kick off again, 28-7. These Panthers, pretty impressive, Jared. They're probably the best football team. Giddings is pretty good. This team's pretty good, too.
Yeah, they're Navarro's done a great job of that offensive line getting a push. We've said it several times. I mean, they're getting a push into the backfield right now. Texans just really don't have an answer for it just at this moment. Obviously, still 2:29 left in the third quarter, so still a lot of opportunity left, but Texans got to put the pedal to the metal.
Guzman now is going to kick off. It is high and deep. It's going to be taken by Crowder at the 3-yard line. Straight up the middle of the field to the 10, 15, 20. Broke a tackle to the 30, and he is brought down at the 31-yard line. One broken tackle away, and he might have gone a long way.
Yeah, that was they got a good surge, good blocking right up the middle, and he obviously you can see he's visibly upset with himself. He didn't get his feet up a little bit more, but still a great return.
I mentioned Giddings. Navarro has played Giddings, and they beat Giddings earlier this year.
Well, I will tell you, I did not know that.
Yeah. JoJo Weeks, shotgun, turns and gives it to Carruthers up the middle. 35-40, there goes Moss. 50, 40, one man to beat. 30, 20, 15, 10, and down to the 9-yard line is Moss Carruthers. Life remains in this Texan offense.
Keeps producing right there. A young man had what? 52 and a 58-yard touchdown last week and another huge run. Obviously, Texans needed it real, real bad right now, too.
Boy, and pat on the back to that Texans offensive line, too, Jared. He had a huge hole when he broke that one tackle, and then he hit the hole, and it was gigantic.
Yeah, excellent cutback to his right-hand side. Play was designed to go to the left and just peeled it back to the right. Good blocking, good seal.
First and goal for the Texans. The give is to Cockerham. He is able to squirt forward to about the five. So it'll be second down and goal now from the five-yard line.
I'd love to see him just continue to pound that ball a little bit. They found kind of a crease right there and just exploit it and just continue to do it. Obviously, you're only 6 yards away from pay dirt right here, so you need to put it in. Field goal doesn't help you.
Yeah, they're spotting it at the six. You're right. And, again, Texans have already taken one timeout, so they have two timeouts remaining in this second half with a minute 18 left to play in the third period. Weeks gives it to Cockerham. He's hit right at the line of scrimmage. Stays on his feet. It takes a while for them to bring him down. He gains a yard. They're going to give him a yard to the five-yard line. That's a hard-earned yard.
That was. He fought for that one for sure. Good penetration on the left-hand side of the Navarro Panthers defense right there. Texans just didn't quite get the idea on the blocking scheme and ended up 2-3 guys right there. Moss was able to block one of them, but ended up not being able to get them all. So good hard running by Jake to even get the 1 yard.
Third down and goal now. Weeks, shotgun's going to roll left. Looking. He's got a man caught by Stover. Touchdown for Wimberley.
Yeah, good play right there. Good play call. Getting JoJo out to the outside. And Cade Stover making a pretty good catch. Kind of coming back. And good throw by JoJo. Touchdown, Texans.
5 yard touchdown pass. It's kind of behind him, Jared. You're right. That was a good catch.
Yeah, good catch. He had to really turn his body back around, running away from it. So ended up catching it, almost running backwards. But great play, great catch. Texans needed a touchdown. They got it. Field goal or extra point's good.
Extra point is good. And with 32 seconds remaining, our score, Navarro 28, Wimberley 14. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Wimberley Texan football broadcast comes from Hayes City Store in Driftwood, offering Southern-style cuisine, burgers, and Sunday brunch. Hayes City Store is located 9 miles east of Wimberley at the corner of FM 150 and 3237. More information, including hours of operation and live music schedule, online at HayesCityStoreTX.com.
Support for Wimberley Texan sports broadcasts comes from Cypress Creek Cafe on the square in Wimberley. Serving lunch and dinner every day, with breakfast on Saturday and Sunday, as well as local live music each weekend starting on Friday night. Information, menu, and full live music calendar at CypressCreekCafe.com.
Well, it's kind of like The Godfather, or was it Godfather 2 when he said, I keep thinking I'm out, and they reel me back in. It seems like every time you think that Navarro's got the stranglehold on the ball game, Jared, Wimberley's kind of hanging in there, trailing 28-14.
Yeah, big set of downs right there for the Texans. And I said it a minute ago, we got to, as a defense right here, we got to either, one, have a three and out, or two, we got to get a turnover.
And they're going to go onside kick. It's rolling around. Who's got it? It's on the turf. I think that Navarro came up with it, though. Well, and there's your turnover that Doug Warren was trying to get there if they had gotten that one. That was a good job by Garrard on that onside kick. They just couldn't come up with a handle.
Yeah, pretty smart, pretty smart play right there. Really, actually, ball rolled around for a minute, and pretty good hits laid right there as well, it looked like.
No doubt. Of course, those onside kicks, those are headache-inducing plays in football.
Yeah, there were several good licks, and the young man out there, I don't even know what number he was, but that attempted to field it first, he got hit pretty hard.
So Navarro will take over at their own 48-yard line, going to give it to Wright. Good grief. 45-40, first down, still on his feet, 35, and down to the 33-yard line is Jake Wright. What a running back, and what a night he's had tonight. Four touchdowns. Tough running. He's able to pick up 14 yards in the blink of an eye. Well, check that. No, that's, he ended up with 24 yards.
Yeah, he should have been 14, but ended up with gaining
18 yards.
A couple extra yards after contact, and just kept his feet moving, kept them going, and taking us into the fourth quarter now.
That's going to be the end of the third quarter of play. Our score, Navarro 28, Wimberley 14. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888. Manager John Caldwell and his entire team wish the Tigers a great season.
Support for tonight's Wimberley Texan football broadcast comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, offering comprehensive cardiovascular care from diagnostic services to open heart surgery for the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.